Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah.
Starting off with Kill Say Mars. Man, that song is a classic. That came back from the third album release of Black House Sounds presents The Sheriff. This is Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 12, Verse 36 already. That M-period, A-period, N-period is an acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News. For those listening live to BBCI Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call that 646-478-0944 phone number. Send all music or commercials MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music or BBCI Radio. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can always stay silent. You can stay silent or go back on hold. But if you change your mind and say afterwards, man, I wish I'd said something, you can call back or press 1. That means we're going to come to your phone line regardless, just because we want to hear from you. Now, I need to start things off by letting you know that there are always repair needs that are necessary. And with that being said, Looking Good Home Improvement. Residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, door installation and repairs, violation list repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen and remodel, carpentry and decks. That is on the website, LookingGoodHomeImprovement.com. That's that www.lookinggoodhomeimprovement.com or that 216-205-7247. Now, as I go back to the people who are on the phone line, before I get to you, let me tell you all what else is going on. Common Sense Radio airs Sundays. Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram of Junior Alfred Porter, Facebook, Joseph Motley, M-O-T-L-E-Y-J-R, period. You can Facebook hhworkshoprecords.com. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio, www.3342music.com. Super Producer Emacs the Image. OPN Radio airs on Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on We Up Radio. Facebook, Sheriff Kilroy. Facebook, Pete Weeks. webpage at blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio airs Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. on voiceofradio.com. Tomorrow's guest is Y Crafty. Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a chef's hat. If you're looking for work, www.templabor.org. Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. 1 or Al Porter Jr. 1 or at Grandpa Rapper 1. YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. Power Groove Records YouTube channel. Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland, Nothing But Cleveland Artists, and thelogtv.com. Now, before I go to the 216-598 number, let me give you at least part of the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment in our region. Honorable mention goes to the Maple Heights Block Party. Another honorable mention goes to the upcoming MC Chill birthday party. Another honorable mention that would have been there because they had promotions, but they canceled the event of the Fleet Festival Jamboree. They didn't get everything they wanted or needed, so that's what happened. Debuting at number 10, top 10. Debuting at number 10 is The Actual Tannis, new music. Wow. New music from him. Where? He did a good job throwing a certain artist up under the bus, even talking about where the artist worked at. That's number 10. Number 9, Sheriff Kilroy, Peep the Wisdom. Wow. Well over 700 views on Facebook, the video, about 100 on YouTube, but Facebook is really catching up on that one. Number 8, debuting, Mr. Solo, City Buzz Mobcast. The City Buzz Mobcast, not podcast, but Mobcast, did its 100th episode. Congratulations. Number 7, debuting on Facebook. Debuting, it is the Youth Voters Empowerment Series, which happened last Saturday. Number 6, moving up, Facebook, Decolonize Our Minds, Land, and Environment. Number 5, moving up, Facebook, the Let Him Cook Concert Series featuring Crazy 8 the Great. Number 4, moving up, Facebook, Eric Wilson performing at M-Stax Mania. Number 3, debuting, the Urban Gill Parade, which happened on Saturday. Number 2, debuting, OPN 15th Annual Back to School Track and Field. It happened at the MLK Civic Center. Haircuts for Children, Fire Engine, and more. They had Kool-Aid. They had vendors. They had free food for people. Book bag giveaway. Art McCoy did live radio coverage there. Man, the man was in the building. It was just a fun-filled, exciting day. That was number 2. Number 1, debuting Cleveland Music Awards. Got no bigger than that. Now, I was going to just give a short synopsis, but I'm going to go on to the phone line now with a 216-598. 216-598, welcome aboard. How are you doing?
I'm doing lovely. To all the listeners out there, thank you for listening to the show every other day and every other week. What I'm calling about has to do with, I'm calling the community out. The Cuyahoga County Board of Elections, tomorrow at 9:30. The address is 2945 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115. That is the actual Board of Elections, and it's on floor number 4 in the county board meeting. What has happened is when you do petition work, you file a statement of candidacy, nomination statement of candidacy form. You go out in your community, you fill the paperwork out like if you're getting a government job. So there's a couple questions. When you sign a document, is Scribble Scrabble a valid signature that could identify you?
Right.
Then there's also legal questions concerning a charter piece of the city of Euclid, which is it's Article 7, which goes into nominations and elections. Section 1 goes into, you know, each petition must go be accepted by the nominee. So now there's 18 signatures on the page. So
okay,
we're accepting those 18, and if you need 260, these younger candidates, even our own mayor out here, has only accepted part of their petition. So we're going to go out there with them a legal status, but we need all the brothers, all the sisters out there, stand up. If you got time, stop by. Mr. McCoy, thank you so much, you know, just for your organization. Myself is a community leader out here in Euclid as an activist, and I just cleaned up high grass, cut willow oaks, you know, and at the same time there was wood everywhere, so now I'm sawing that in the last 3 days and put it into 10 piles. That's just a little bit about me. I'm a Marine.
Hold on a second. Alex ER, did you have the nerve to call my personal phone line while I'm live on air doing my radio show? Alex ER, you get an infamous shout-out. Continue on, Cuyahoga Chris.
But at the same time, we didn't file a protest within the state law, which allows 5 days after the deadline of filing the petition. So at the same time, these candidates have not responded to anything we sent them about this. So basically, it's improper format. Not to throw any names, but you're supposed to use your birth certificate name. And if you have a middle name, it's not your middle initial. And to the mayor, she missed, like, appropriated grammar in English when you say E, her street. So it's East 202nd. It's supposed to be the ND. It's supposed to be spelled EAST. And when you sign a document, not to educate people, but when you sign a document, aren't you supposed to add on from Euclid to Ohio to the zip? So if you just leave it blank as the city without the state and you put a zip, it's improper paperwork. Even if the board paperwork is invalid, meaning it didn't list it as a state. So I'm going down and making an argument, and I just feel some type of way about five people, four members of the board that don't know anything about legal law. So when I ask you to come down, who believes that when you scribble scrabble and you're running for office and you're trying to be a mayor, should you be allowed to continue the way on? And I feel the people who haven't accepted a nomination, their votes shouldn't count. So tomorrow, you're either going to say they're not on the ballot or they are, but then the board should dictate that their votes don't count. So when we count votes in November and we get those 10 days to review ballots, there's a lot of unanswered questions about being nonpartisan, being fair. And just to all the listeners out there, I'm a hardworking man that feels I'm the people's voice. I'm going to work the hardest for the city, and it's going to help all the residents across the board. Even that water bill, it's like going to the gas station, and we're getting 6 liters of water for 10. So imagine going to the pump and paying for 10 gallons. So we're waiting on good leaders in Cleveland. Mayor Bibb, shout out, thank you. Councilwoman Gray, shout out. Councilman Palencic and the rest of Cleveland, along with the Council President Blaine Griffin. I've already came down there and spoke at the meeting. That's one of my pet peeves, along with the gas price. You know, we stopped cigarette smoke out in Euclid, so we're going to regulate the gas price. So these are the ups and ups. Thanks to Cleveland for the free programming that they moved in their city. I wanted to do it years ago for my city. So we're going to allocate and make some change for these kids, and we need to get them on a school bus. We need to build a college. Our president and vice president gave us money, so we're going to be doing roads next year. All next year, the entire city is going to be brand new. If you need a job, come talk to the city. Put your application in. I can't hire you till January 2024. But out of respect, I consider myself and already being called Mr. Mayor. So thank you. I'm asking everybody to stand up, at least a couple faces come out, and at least the signature part. Come speak at this meeting and say that they can't scribble scrabble their name, you know. Okay. And that's it. But shout out to Talk It Radio and Al Porter. And I want to give a small shout out to GMS Entertainment, Illyville Records, and all the listeners out there, Santorio Hector, on Facebook, on SoundCloud, on Instagram, on YouTube. We're coming, hard time in the building. But there's something that I had to do personally in the own city that I grew up in. And I'm also a United States Marine. Hoorah! And at the same time, I just want to salute all the soldiers and everybody in your neighborhoods. It's time to be family, friends, and neighbors, which means unity throughout the community. Thank you. This message has been paid for by a committee to elect Christopher Michael Litwinowicz, Mayor, City of Euclid, Ohio, 44123. Treasurer C. Litwinowicz, 21970 Morris Avenue, Euclid, Ohio, 44123. Thank you.
Thank you. That is so powerful. And before I go to my next phone caller, again, for those who may have missed what was just said, it was one of the most important announcements to be made before I go to my next important phone caller. Important meeting tomorrow. Need the Brotherhood to show up at the Cuyahoga County Board of Elections for a protest hearing just to be present for the fairness of our elections. Starts at 9:30 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Cuyahoga County Board of Elections. Next to News Channel 5, 2945 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115. The meeting will be held on the fourth floor in the board meeting room. So that's what's going on. Man, they will not have you be stupid because they're providing information. Let's go to the 216-309 area code. 216-309. How are you?
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. This is Evangelist Brenda A. Former. As my colleagues who call me on Block Talk Radio at 9 o'clock on Monday nights, and my name is Queen D. What is going on out there, everybody?
I'm in. So talk to me. What's happening with you?
I'm all right. Thanks, everybody, for caring and giving me a chance, Al. It's been a year and a few months being with you guys. And I'm happy, but I'm going to come out with my own podcast, y'all. That was an announcement I'm going to make. I said 3 weeks ago, I had a big announcement. I'm going to have my own podcast. So, and I will let you know the date and time that I'm working on it right now. I just still have to flat out a few things before I get on there, but the title will be called You Are Love, and God loves us all. No matter what we do in life, God still loves us for the circumstances we do. He gives us life purposely, waking up to see another day, and we go on our journey and just do what we're supposed to do, you know, we're supposed to help one another. I'm sorry, I just got in and I got half of what was supposed to be the Cuyahoga Board of Elections next across the street from WWS Channel 5 on Euclid Avenue. And then he said about the announcement. So, you know, I'm going to try to get there. If not, y'all are in my prayers that everything will go out right and in order. You have to have order in life, you know. You just can't do what you want to do. There has to be some order somewhere. And that storm we had like a week or two ago, that storm should have woke all of us up. It should have woke all of us up. God is giving us warning, y'all. Warning come before destruction. I'm letting you know that right now. Warning comes before destruction. I tell you, I seen a bright light. I mean, as the storm was coming, I never seen a light so bright when that thunder and lightning was coming. It's like a bright light, y'all. Yes, it was.
You didn't lie.
Yes, it was. I tell you, God is not playing. He's getting tired. He's getting tired. And we just going to have to face the fact that he is coming back sooner than we think he's coming back. Because we are living in the last, you hear me, the last evil days. That's why we need to come together and help one another. Because nobody knows when God is going to call us home and off this earth. I'm telling you, it is really real. It is really real. As I would say every week to my colleagues, Al Porter, Ronnie B., Art, Deacon Dante Taylor, Master Tab, Squab Gotti, Miss Glass, Dolores, everybody. Thank you, family. Like I said, thank you as well as myself, Queen D and Evangelist Brenda Foreman, myself. We thank you every Monday night to listen to us at Block Talk Radio at 9 o'clock. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. As I was saying, as I'm finna sign off, I love everybody. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm signing off right now. May God bless you guys. Have a blessed evening and safe as well. And put the Lord in front. Don't put him behind. And he will see you through. And have a blessed week. God bless each and every one of you out there and listening to the radio. I'm out. Peace.
Peace. That is a lot that was said right there. Ooh-wee, brother. Art McCoy was added in on that shout-out. Everybody was. Even Art was brought up from the last one, as Chris will definitely make his run for mayor of Euclid, and he just wants to make sure that everything is fair and in order with Article 7. And that's tomorrow morning, that fourth floor Board of Elections. I have to appreciate the man for even wanting to get out there and represent so passionately. It's great to have somebody from the hip-hop generation come through politics and say, hey, we want to make sure everything goes well for the people. With that being said, I'm going to take the time, mellow some things out even for me. I don't know how much mellow it would be with this particular track. I never know what's going on, but I will say, one of the problems with the city of Euclid, two wrongs don't make a right, which was featured by Black House Sound, Sheriff Kilroy, and that particular track managed to make it on, of all albums, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't believe I am, it was the fourth album, CMHA, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist, and it talked about a couple of different situations that happened. One of the situations happened to be Euclid, Ohio.
I'm so make it right, blame it on the black man, blame it on the white man.
This is
not I'm so make it right. I'm so make it right.
Bring it back to terminology.
I'm so make it right, blame it on the black man, blame it on the white man.
Terminology. Coming up with no passion. Most coaches is acting. Technology distraction. We violated they trapping. I can never let no other human being become my master. Talk like a man. Walk like a man. How many blacks have to die for what folks to understand? I get it. They wanna take us back and segregate boys and men. They say you resisted the rest of boys and blue are poison. I'm working with the sheriff that we both is voicing it. All life soon. Talking about all cops. shot. They beat you dead to Photoshop. And then the cop is getting off. Suspended, they should revoke every license. But then they got a job, and we remain silent. I'm crazy, they violent. Our cultures are divided. I'm observing the United States, then I decided. At least I'm happy that people starting to come together. We need a bigger man. Japan don't last forever.
I'm not Biggie. It's not all a dream. A March killing, 2017. In his car sleep, he committed no crime. Taser dead, he was shot five times. Euclid PC, what are y'all doing? It's in cold blood, you murdered Luke Stewart. Family cries for justice, mom does too. Black Lives Matter, bought in BMA, true. City of Euclid, cop still has a job. Pray to God, creator make it stop. Now in July, black man gets a beat. UFC, MMA, out in the streets. And brother Richard Hubbard the third, beaten by a cop he didn't deserve. His girl arrested, begging for his life. Guess he's lucky, huh? He ain't died.
On leave after this video of a violent struggle with a man they arrested today surfaced. Tonight, that video is being reviewed. Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us. I'm Tracy Carlin. The cell phone video shows a police officer repeatedly punching a man. Police told us he was resisting arrest after a traffic stop. News 5's Paul Kiska has been looking into this story all day and is live tonight at the Euclid Police Department. Hi, Paul.
Well, hello, Tracy. Now, after reviewing this violent struggle that was caught on cell phone video, community activists are speaking out tonight.
Oh my God.
This cell phone video shared on social media was recorded at East 228th Street just south of Lakeshore Boulevard this morning. The video starts where 25-year-old Richard Hubbard III from Cleveland is lying on the ground on his back. A Euclid police officer is trying to arrest him. One officer is sitting over him. During the struggle, the officer punches Hubbard's face several times. Then the arresting officer delivers more punches. Hubbard's head is also slammed against the ground. Then the officer gets Hubbard on his stomach while trying to handcuff him. That's when the officer punches him in the back of the head.
How does he feel punching him though?
The woman recording the video can be heard questioning what's going on. Euclid police issued a statement tonight. Police say they stopped Hubbard's car for a traffic violation. Police say Hubbard was ordered out of the car and to face away. According to the statement, Hubbard ignored the order to face away, and as the officer attempted to arrest Hubbard, he became physically resisting. Hubbard was taken into custody. The arresting officer has been placed on paid leave pending further review of this incident. Because this video involves white police officers and a black male, community activists from the NAACP and Black Lives Matter are speaking out tonight.
It seems as they lose all self-control, and that kind of aggression was unnecessary. The young man was already in control, and it's clear that it's an excessive use of force.
The officer had no right to place him in a chokehold, to achieve a mount position and pummel him with punches and to slam his head against the pavement after he was already compliant.
All right. With that being said, let's go to this 216-323 because I want to get all my phone callers in. Somebody might say, well, I wanted to say something else. Well, let's be fair and give everybody a fair chance. 216-323, you're on the phone line. How are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mr. Porter?
I am doing excellent. Wait a second. Is this who I believe it is?
It is. It is. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. You know, I'm going to ask you, who are you?
This is Tara LaWanda Aaron from the Spot Youth Empowerment Organization.
Okay, and as a matter of fact, I don't know if you're aware of it, but in the top 10 of a Monday to a Monday, you all were in the top 10 because you all had a nice little event, Youth Voters Empowerment Series, the past Saturday. So congratulations on that. And what happened last Saturday?
So last Saturday, yeah, we had our Youth Empowerment Series. We were there from 10 to 2 educating our youth and our young adults about voting and government and how that works in their communities. So we're focusing on East Cleveland. We've been touring the city of Cleveland all summer. So this is our fifth workshop. We have one coming up. We're so excited to be coming to the Dialogue Center at Black on Black. We'll be there on September the 16th. Spaces is limited. We got slots available for our youth, so come on out. You got young people, you got young adults. We're going from 14 to 25, but we really had a good time. The students was really engaged. The conversation and the dialogue that they had back and forth between the students was awesome. You know, we really had a good time. City Council came out. Gotti was there, and Councilman Martin was there to observe the classes, and we just had a really, really good time learning about government. We had 9 registered to vote, and we found out during our class that the Board of Elections is hiring at 16, so we were able to do 5 applications for employment to the Board of Elections.
Wow.
At the workshop as well.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
But no problem. A lot of people talk about we want to help the youth. We've got to help the youth. And then you go out there and I see you all actually helping the youth. How many years in all? I'm not just talking about the program now before we get to what's coming up at the Dialogue Center. How many years of service do you believe you and your family have been doing?
Oh, wow, I've been on the ground since, I won't say the year. So I would say maybe about 30-plus years for me and my mother, my whole lifetime. So, you know, a lot of people is not aware of my background and the work that my mother do because it's separate from what I do. But my whole entire life, she's been on the front line. She had her own organization working with poor people. She was able to change some laws under the welfare reform and do some things with families. So my family and my sister, of course, she works as my COO. She helped my mom. And so we've been out here, you know, really, really trying to make a difference in our community for a long time.
Wow. With that being said, now, what can we expect at the Dialogue Center?
So we're coming to the Dialogue Center. We are bringing our voter empowerment series. We're going to be there from 10 to 2. We're going to get them started with a nice little breakfast. We're going to go right into branches of government, talking about our government on all branches. We're going to do some research projects. We're going to work and show them how to register to vote, how to research some candidates and issues, you know, talk about political parties, doing all that little work that they need to be successful voters. You know, we want to start them off on a good start. So we want to give them that education. And then we're going to give them a nice lunch. And then at the end, we're going to give them $50 to put in their pocket as a congratulatory completion of the class. So this is an earn and learn class. It is work. They don't just sit there and have a presentation, but they get to interact with their peers, exchanging ideas and conversations about things that matter to them in the community, because our young people are people too.
I'm into that statement. So again, let's say they want to get registered or what have you. How can they go about becoming a part of this excellent program?
So there's a couple of ways. So once they become and come to this program, which they register through our website, thespotyeo.com, that's thespot, S-P-O-T, YEO.com. They go right to that, go to our programs. They're going to scroll to the bottom, and they can register for the class right there. Once they go through this class, they can go to our second class, which is the advanced initiative classes that teach them about initiatives and how they, the Board of Elections certify the signatures that's used to get the initiatives on the ballot. We have an ambassador's training. We have some things in the works as far as a new radio program that our youth will be developing the content. So they come on board. Once they come to this class, they can register with us. We do email blasts, let them know what's going on in the city. We're countywide, so we're touring around Cleveland and surrounding cities. So, you know, people want us to bring the class to them. They're interested in what we're doing, and they want to support this effort. They can reach out to us. Our number is 216-323-6049. Again, that's 216-323-6049. We find that, you know, the students sometimes come out for the money, but the program engages them in a way that they interact with their peers, and they find that they have a lot of things to discuss. And these lessons go way beyond the classroom. We see that they're talking about it in their peer groups. They take this information home. They have material that they take home. You know, we really try to, you know, get them to understand the basis of it through both presentation and actual class workshop interaction. So, you know, so that they get a well-rounded understanding of the material.
I appreciate that because it's work. You all are doing the work to reach out to the young people. So all I can say is continued success.
Thank you
again. And when it comes time for registering, what are they registering for before you leave out, and how can they register?
So they're registering. So there's two things that they can do. One, they can register for the class, which is September the 16th. We'll be at the Dialogue Center on Kipling, and that's from 10 to 2. They can go to the website, thespotyeo.com, and that'll get them into the class. But if they want to get on our email blast, they can go to contact us and fill out the information, and then they'll be added into our email blast. So when we have classes coming out, all locations, we send those out, and then, you know, they can go to anyone. So it's not neighborhood specific. If you live in Kinsman and you want to go to the one in East Cleveland, anybody can sign up. So we don't limit it to territory because we want the kids to interact with each other. And so we don't limit that. So they can go right to the website and register.
Thank you. Not limited to territory. Thank you so much for what you do. May you have continued success. You greatly appreciate you and
Thank
your family.
Thank you so much. And you have a great evening. Thanks for having us.
No problem. Thank you for being a part. I do see it looks like one of the first callers, it could have been by mistake, looked like they wanted to say something else, but I've got to go on to somebody who hasn't talked yet, just because that 216-347, how are you doing out there?
How you doing, Brother Al?
I'm doing excellent. Wait a minute, is this the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf?
Correct.
What's going on today? Good. Give your name, please.
Rico Dancy, the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. Been founded since 2014.
Gotcha. So what's going on?
So I scheduled a meeting with the mayor of Cleveland. So I do the form online. You know how you do the form of my online. And he controls the police department. He controls the city. Is that correct? Now, I asked a question. I spoke to the lady today, and I explained to her, if you cannot find an interpreter, if you have a deaf client or a person who's deaf blind, what service do we have here in D.C.? We the only police in the country who have a deaf or hard of hearing unit in the nation, in D.C. I said, y'all got to react before the problem starts. What happened if that was one of the police? What happened if that was one of the people in his administrator, one of his parents was deaf or blind? What would they do? And I'm just curious over these called politicians, our leaders, who we are elected into office, and they got to look at the people with a disability. So if you do not look out for the people who have a disability, I'm talking about the county jail. We talk about that. We're going to talk about how the mayor promised he's going to have an interpreter at every one of his events. Okay. Only he have an interpreter of the State of the Union. So we are I'm a little concerned on his policies or dealing with people with a disability. Because the ones I get elected, I'm going to make sure that every police department have a deaf and hard of hearing unit. That is the one thing that one legislation that I'm going to write to make sure every police department have a deaf and hard of hearing. I know a couple mayors going to be pissed, you know, a couple chiefs are going to be mad, but I'm not here for you. I get elected by the people. And when the people speak loud and clear, I have to answer to them. So I'm just a little curious about all these people who call, and this is our second time that the mayor has turned down a meeting request from me.
Oh.
Okay. The second time. And who votes the most? The people with a disability, including seniors. They determine, but this is the second time. And I told Sam, I said, what's going on wrong and tell my organization that the mayor confuses to meet with me? I mean,
you being president of Black Lives Matter for the deaf, it doesn't seem that confusing to me.
I'm always 2-5. I'm gonna buy more tomorrow. So we just curious on his policy. He make all these promises. Because in the email he sent me when he was running, he said he's going to make sure he's going to have access, he's going to have A to Z, but that never happened. So now we got to hold him down. We got to hold him accountable for his words.
Okay.
So
I can live with that.
Huh?
I can live with that. Holding them accountable for their words, I can.
Yeah. So, now I'm waiting for the call from the chief of police, Mr. Chief Dimmitt, and Mr. Howard, the service director. I wait on their call now. So
okay.
I'm going to see what they're going to say. I should get a call by tomorrow. So, but if I do, I keep you up here now, okay?
Please do.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in this evening.
You're welcome.
No problem. You know, I could appreciate that. Before I go check on a phone caller who put in a request to possibly say something else. I will check on them, but I'll give myself a break and play this particular thing and come right back, check the phone line. Sometimes I don't get a chance to play enough music, so why not play Always from HJS?
Switching gears every time I hear the phone ring. If there's some business to get, I got to go and get it. But if it's wasting my time, then I ain't fucking with it. Too many years done passed with me taking L's like breath. So if it ain't to the best, then push that shit to the left, I guess. Then maybe it's the pressures of time that make me jump about the bed and continue to grind. The stress of being broke is just too much to bear, so I make sure to stay the fuck from there. Real clear, that's how I'm thinking. Bullshit is thinking. Titanic dreams, but that motherfucker's thinking. Get from the heart, many false starts, but I know the reason for the off. It's the truest shit you only get from the bottom end. Plug me in and watch this fat nigga get a win by MCN. Because I just can't stop 20 million different styles, but it's all hip hop. So I do my part maintaining the game. Drop some knowledge on the loop when expanding your brain. I'm digging deep into the soul as I roll right here. Crystal clear, no fear, pimping. This is the year, yeah, yeah. Cause HJS is finally in the zone. And when I'm gone, I'm gone.
I saw the hand go back up, but it could have been by mistake on their part. 216, what's going on with you? 598?
Yes.
One?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay,
this
you want to say something else?
Yes, I just wanted to say one thing. Keep our knee off our neck that still stands out in Euclid. When you played that song, that was hurtful because I was the person who actually told the police officers to stop beating this person up. And much love to that victim, but we need unity in our community in the city of Euclid. And that's what Chris for mayor is about to bring in 2024. Then also,
you know,
I want to say... I also, not to cut you off, sir, I want to state, I stand for all disability, all deaf. I stand for all the people. Everybody's got issues with the public servant, which is considered a mayor. And I'm going to bring a different type of leadership, but I wanted to listen to your show, and I learned a lot. Thank you guys for calling. I just want to show passionate. I want to show humbleness to the organizations. See, even the organizations that came when I was sitting in City Hall and did those protests. So everything we just listened to tonight is what I live. And that takes
and
me
the
to
city
the
of
point.
Euclid, in the city of Euclid, you've been so passionate. I want to know from you, transitioning from hip-hop, still being involved in hip-hop, why do you feel that that causes you to be the way you are, passionate in the city of Euclid, wanting to work with everybody? Because from the days of TKM, Thug Palace, to you name it, you always work with people, and people always had great feelings about you. They mention you as a hard worker and somebody who cared. So I want to know, how does all of that transition you to where you are now on August the 28th, 2023, throughout all your years?
Okay, this starts as a young kid. Let's go back 30 years, 1993. I saw so much things going on with East Cleveland and the streets looking terrible, so I thought I could do something with a petition. So I took it to the former mayor. Then I gained leadership in NJROTC and just being the opportunities in Euclid that I had. I want to give the same and more opportunities to this youth. When you talk about standing up for the youth, we have an excellent leader out here named Max Stevens. Just want to give a say, hey, you're hired. To anybody else that works in the city of Euclid, you're hired. Let's be passionate. Let's work for our people, your people, my people. And what drives me, I guess, the military experience that I have, the leadership, the I don't care attitude that they have. What Cuyahoga Chris brings is a new city, new ideas, new dreams, new Euclid. The last point that I'm on and want to state, no more 4 years for our current mayor. She does not deserve our vote. I'm not asking for your vote. I want to earn your respect, which I've already have, and then I want to earn your vote on October 10th, starts early voting, to November 7th, 2023. See everybody out at the polls. I'm walking your neighborhoods, cleaning the streets, dropping off an early voting registration application. Anybody need registration cards? We have them. Grassroots. Say no to Rita. That was partly a team effort in Euclid. There was other members listed in the plane dealer. I wasn't. We're not here to bicker. We're here to bring leadership. And at the end of the day, just want to thank everybody. Just thank you. So at the same time, welcome to the new city of Euclid. We have a lot of work ahead of us. We have a lot of money to redo the roads. And if they say you can't do something, do it twice and take a picture. But just on a humble note, just want to say thank you to your show. And all the callers out there, thank you. All the activists out there, thank you. But the attitude is about to be turned around. And I want to build homes. I want to build a college. I want to lower the taxes. Like I said, this water bill is an issue that I've been speaking on at Cleveland Council. You know, at the same time, we have some resources out here that we need to open up our government's heart and say, how can I help you? So the attitude from the military to the Marine Corps, this has nothing to do with being an entertainer, being in the hip-hop, being a producer, writing music, being an A&R to major labels outside of Ohio. I have credentials. I have what it takes. And just like during this storm, there's a few branches still left out that I haven't touched. But I'm shaking my head because why can't they drive around during a Monday and pick up what we've already cut into pieces? So now tomorrow, as a Marine, and as a mayor trying to get more respect, and it's a safety issue. All this wood and everything, kids are still playing in that neighborhood. That's actually, you know, But I'm just going to leave it like that. I'm very spiritual. Our campaign consists of family, friends, and neighbors. Everybody has them in this city and everywhere else in Cuyahoga County. I nicknamed myself Cuyahoga Chris for a few reasons, because there's some things that we can change across the board. Thank you to all the supporters across the board for issue 24. And at the same time, the police reform and what about the death and the disabilities, I jotted those notes down. We're going to bring them to the table. And now we have a voice that's going to really fiscally take care of the responsibilities that need to be done for a city. Everybody's going to thrive. Everybody's going to love it. This city's going to be a nice neighborhood city. If you haven't found a home, that's our attitude, is how can we help you?
Okay.
So I just want to leave it at that. And the last note is that no more 4 years for our current mayor, Mayor Kirsten
right.
Holstein-Regale. She does not deserve your vote. This message has been paid for by Committee to Elect Christopher Michael Litwinowicz, Mayor, City of Euclid, Ohio, 44123. Treasurer, Steve Litwinowicz, 219 70 Morris Avenue, Euclid, Ohio, 44123. Thank you.
Thank you.
I approve this message.
I'm glad you do. As a matter of fact, why not? Throw some love in the air. Don't know how long this song will play through. Might let it play through. Fatty Banks, 90s R&B.
Oh, na, 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 na. Yeah. '90s R&B. I'm talking not Kelly, a little Jody. Oh 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 oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh yeah. Tell the DJ play another slow jam for my baby and me.
Yeah, yeah.
A little Chris Brown, can I take you down? Tenderoni, I'm Bobby Brown. Not too much, I might fall in love. I swear you need a club. Look just like an angel. Tell your mama thank you. I hope that you're single. I'm a singer. What's your occupation?
Ow, ow, yeah.
To be honest, babe, I don't care about that.
Nah, nah.
Just where your head at. Think about the weekend and hit me up.
Yeah.
Damn, it's the holiday.
Okay.
I gotta get out your face before I feel some type of way.
Okay.
And if I feel some type of way, I just need you to make my day.
Yeah.
I put a smile on your
yeah.
face
yeah.
the moment
yeah.
you heard
yeah.
me say.
Yeah.
Come and talk to me. '90s R&B. I'm talking on Kelly, a little
Jodeci.
Oh 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 oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh yeah. You know my name is Dre. I'm something like the
man.
I came through, I ain't worried, baby. Unless it's by the band. Stay down till I came up. I'm ready to flex, girl, flex. Time to have sex. And I keep it player, baby. That's no doubt.
That's no doubt.
Wanna know everything about you in and out. Game and you focus, part of the play and I notice. You leaving with Dre and you know it. You ain't afraid, you gon' show it. Come and talk to me. I really wanna meet you, girl. I really wanna know your name. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
oh yeah.
Yeah,
nice to meet you, babe. Baby, hold on to me.
To me.
Look, you make me feel like 90s R&B. I'm talking non kid.
That
oh, 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 oh,
yeah, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
We got it.
Oh, no, 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 no.
a little Jodeci. Oh, 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 oh.
Going out on that, stay peaceful, stay blessed, peace.